Here's your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad.
I'm Scott Christian. I'm the mayor of the region of Queens Municipality, and I wanted to say a big thank you to all you folks who took some time out of your evening to come and to get engaged. It's really important.
Community safety and downtown development dominated the first of seven town hall meetings held by Queens County councilors. About 30 people attended the two-hour session at the Liverpool Fire Hall on Thursday evening to hear about council's plans for the municipality and to ask some questions of their own. Safety for people of all ages was a big concern. Some residents said their grandchildren stay away from the Mersey Skate Park at Queens Place because of violence and bullying there. Others said they were worried about reckless riding of e-scooters and other vehicles on sidewalks. And the owner of the subway in Liverpool said she and her staff are dealing with problems from some students at the neighboring Queens Adult High School. Owner Kim Moulton told counselors that her staff regularly witnessed drug use in front of the restaurant. She said they've called the RCMP, who take the students away but then bring them back.
Most times it's pretty good, and then sometimes when the new school year starts, it starts over again, and then we have to put our foot down. It has affected the business in the past. They will move from the front of the building, but then they go on the side. It's not a very nice sight to sit and eat your lunch when you have a group of people hanging around, loitering, smoking, cursing and swearing, spinning. It's very unsightly.
Other people told councillors they're concerned about the lack of enforcement of e-scooters on sidewalks. Nova Scotia's Motor Vehicle Act clearly defines limits on e-scooter use, similar to bicycles. But Mayor Scott Christian said the Queens District RCMP have told the municipality that they can't do anything about people riding them on sidewalks or recklessly on the road.
Because I agree, some of the stuff that was raised here, it's not safe for pedestrians, and it's intimidating for some pedestrians when they have users on electric vehicles bearing down on them. But it's also, we see a lot of youth, a lot of young kids riding these scooters. They're going quite quick. A lot of them aren't wearing helmets. Something I've raised to the staff sergeant, and they've identified as something that they need to do some public education around. But then, I mean, when we raise it to them, they say the municipality has to do their part and get effective bylaws in place as well.
According to the Motor Vehicle Act, which the RCMP usually enforce, riders of e-scooters or electric kick scooters are supposed to wear helmets at all times, just like users of bicycles and skateboards. They also must ride on the road or in designated bike lanes. Municipalities can make their own bylaws governing their use, in addition to what's in provincial legislation. People also raise concerns about the state of downtown Liverpool. Sylvia Hurley said much of Main Street looks run down.
It needs to be revamped. It needs upgrading those buildings. I mean, you go downtown and look at the old Stedman building. Just look at it. It's not attractive. The old Scotia Bank, not attractive. It's just not welcoming anymore. I remember, I was born and brought up here, and I remember when on Friday or Saturday night, you came into town, because I lived in Milton, you came into town, there was no place to stand on the sidewalk and talk because there would be other people standing talking, you know? And you don't get that anymore.
Christian and Deputy Mayor Maddie Charlton pointed to Council's recent decision to amend the land use bylaw to allow more residential development downtown, specifically at the old Stedman site at 194 Main Street.
Coming up with a winning strategy where we can get more vibrancy in the downtown core, that's a big priority.
For the first part of the meeting, Christian took people through Council's vision for the municipality and the priorities they plan to work on in four areas: governance, economic development, community wellness, and environment and infrastructure. Residents said afterward they appreciated the chance to air some of their concerns, though they said they wanted more time to ask questions. Christian encouraged people to come out to one of the remaining sessions to be held over the next week and a half at locations around Queens County.
I think it's an opportunity to hear about the direction we're trying to take the municipality in Queens County, and then an opportunity to bring your questions forward.
A full list of dates and locations for the remaining town halls is available on the Region of Queens website or Facebook page. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more Queens County news, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.